RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Jack Douglas and Marvin Fisher, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, the orchestra under the direction of Skip Martin, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Some time ago, Elmo Roper, the famous research organization, conducted a nationwide survey. Its purpose was this:
to find what television set people want the most. From start to finish, it was a completely independent survey to get the facts.
And they got the facts. To thousands of people, they asked these questions and got these answers. To the question,
what television do you want the most?
More people answered,
RCA Victor.
To the question,
what television do you now own?
More people answered,
RCA Victor.
And to this very important question,
if you had to do it over again, what make of TV set would you get?
Again, more people answered,
RCA Victor.
The final result showed,
conclusive proof that more people want and more people own RCA Victor than any other television.
No wonder, then, that we say RCA Victor's Master 21 model brings you the most wanted 21-inch picture in TV. In the Master 21, you get such famous RCA Victor advances as the Magic Monitor, Golden Throat Fidelity Sound, Rotomatic Tuning. And yet, with all this, it has the lowest 21-inch price in all RCA Victor history. The new Master 21 costs as little as $199.95. See the Master 21 at your dealer's soon. You'll agree, it's one more reason why every year more people buy RCA Victor than any other television. Now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. I think all of us have to admit sometimes when we come to the end of a day that actually we haven't done much of anything worthwhile. This is never true of Phil Harris. He seldom misses an opportunity to do something constructive.
Now hand me that main gear shaft, Elliot.
Here you are, Curly.
Yeah, swell. That's it. Now the small sprocket wheel, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now the camshaft and the large governor wheel.
Here they are.
Yeah. Now they fit right in back of this gearbox. Let me see if I can get them in back of there.
Mm-hmm.
There. Now we got the back on. There you are, Elliot. You see, when you've got a mechanical genius like me around, it saves you money. You'd have been crazy to give a jeweler $3 to fix your watch.
Yeah. Gee, thanks, Curly. It's almost as good as new. Now all I have to do is go through life pretending that it's always a quarter to six.
That's right, and having a watch that's always at a quarter to six has its advantages. Can you think of a better way to miss Lawrence Welk?
I never thought of it that way.
Well, think of those things, Clyde, think. It's little things like that that make living in California worthwhile. Well, I've done my good deed for today, so I'll just... Oh, hi, Alice.
Hello, Alice.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, where have you been, Alice?
Over at the bank.
How much did you let them have, honey?
Hey, Alice, why don't you take Curly into the vault sometime? He just loved to run through that stuff at his bare feet.
Yeah. That'd be a kick, huh?
Gentlemen, at some other time, these remarks might be very amusing. But it so happens that I've just come from the Encino Blood Bank, and like almost all other nonprofit community blood banks in the country, have only about 15% of the blood donations they should have.
No kidding.
That's right. And we're at our wits' end. We don't know what to do about it.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Alice.
Yeah?
Forget it. I've got an idea. Listen, why don't I put a show on right here in Encino? You know, a show especially for the blood bank.
I don't think I quite understand, Phil. How will that help?
Well, don't you see, honey, we'll charge admission and raise a lot of money, and then...
Money? Oh, Phil, listen, you've got it all mixed up like thousands of other people in the country. Don't you see? You can't buy blood. It has to be donated.
Well, it has to be donated. Well, wait a minute. Now I got a better idea. We'll put on a show here in Encino, and instead of charging money for admission, we'll charge a pint of blood. That's it. Now, like if the man or the big brother or the head of the family gives a pint, then we'll let the whole family in to see the show. Huh? Look, Alice, you go tell your committee not to worry. We'll give them the greatest show they ever saw. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for this wonderful turnout for the Encino Blood Bank Show. We're going to have a lot of swell entertainment here tonight, and then some of you lucky people are going to win some of the new RCA Victor Master 21-inch television sets. And we also have a lot of RCA Victor personal portable radios as our door prizes. But let's get on with the show. We're going to start with a magic name in American music. This man's records have sold up in the millions. I give you Mr. Dixieland, one of the jazz greats of all times, Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Thank you, Red. That was really great. And thanks to all those wonderful boys. And now, ladies and gentlemen, another fine artist.
Hey, Curly. Curly, would this be a good place to put in my number?
What number?
My scintillating kazoo number. With a special recitation that never fails to stop the show. At my house.
No, Elliot, look, Elliot, this is no place. We have no place in this show for a kazoo solo. Now, if you'll just...
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbin' along, along... Oh, yes, dear friends and bird lovers. When the red, red robin...
Elliot, please.
...comes bob, bob, bobbing along, 'tis then we realize 'tis spring. But how often we neglect the other little members of the bird family.
Look, Elliot, I'm telling you,
Take the geefus bird, for example. Although the geefus bird is very tiny, weighing only 2 ounces, it lays an egg that weighs 3 pounds. This is not a happy bird.
No, I wouldn't. All right. Now get out of here, will you? And let me get on with the show. Everybody wants to be a comedian. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's some local talent that we didn't even know we had. Here in Encino, folks, I'm sure you all know little Julius Abruzzio, the grocery boy. But we didn't know until yesterday that he can sing. Come on out here, Julius, huh? Come on. Hi, Julius, what are you going to sing?
Well, in the memory of Sir Harry Lauder, I'd like to sing The Waggle of the Kilt. It's a Scotch song.
I know. You going to tell me about Scotch? Sing, Julius.
I'll never forget the day I went to join the 93rd. All the chums I used to run, we seemed to think I was absurd. They saluted me and gathered round me in a ring. And as I wagged my tartan kilt, they all began to sing. He's a brah, brah, healing laddie, Private Jock McDade. There's no another sodger like him in the Scotch Brigade. Reared among the heather, you can tell he's Scottish built. By the wig, wag, wiggle, waggle, wiggle, lowest kilt. He's a brah, brah, healing laddie, Private Jock McDade. There's no another sodger like him in the Scotch Brigade. Reared among the heather, you can tell he's Scottish built. By the wig, wag, wiggle, waggle, wiggle, oh, his kilt.
Thank you, Julius. He's swell. Honey, that was wonderful,
Mr.
Julius.
Mr. Harris, can I tell a joke?
Look, Julius, your song was swell, but we don't need any more comedians. Now, just go back and help the ladies with the coffee and sandwiches that they're fixing for after the show.
Tell you, they got the coffee and the sandwich spread and the other stuff, but the grocery store was all out of zup.
Well, then you just keep... They were all out of what?
Zup.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you? That's the joke. I got it in after
all. All right.
What's up with you?
That was kind of cute. That Julius, he had to get that corny little joke. What's up? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to seem too much the proud father, but little Alice and Phyllis have a duet that they've worked up for this Red Cross Blood Bank show, and I think I'll ask them to do it. I think you'll... Hey, wait a minute. I know what I'm going to do. That joke of Julius's wasn't so bad. I'm going to try it on the kids. Hey. Watch me make them bite on it, huh? Hey, kids, come on out here.
Oh, Daddy. Do we sing now?
Yeah. I want you to sing, and while you're singing, I've got to run over to the store and buy 5 or 6 pounds of Zup.
Isn't that quite a lot?
Huh?
It does seem like quite a lot, Daddy.
You mean you know what Zup is?
Yeah, the kids in my class are crazy about it.
Really? What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
All right. Looks like you can't win. Go ahead, kids, and sing.
Twas was midnight on the ocean, not a streetcar was in sight. The sun was shining brightly in the middle of the night. A barefoot boy with shoes on stood there sitting in a tree. And when I put my glasses on, I heard this melody. Be kind to your web-footed friends, for a duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to the denizen of the swamp. He's a dilly through and through. You may think that this is the end. Well, it isn't, 'cause there is another chorus. Midnight on the ocean when the rain began to snow. He hurried to me slowly, 'cause the time had come to go. I said I'd wait forever if it wouldn't take too long. And silently we harmonized this crazy mixed up song. So be kind to your web-footed friends, for a duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to the denizen of the swamp. He's a dilly through and through. You may think that this is the end. Well, it is.
Thank you, girls. That was very cute. Folks, you've met the proudest father. Now I want you to meet the proudest mother. The star of our show tonight, Alice Faye, singing the song from the picture she starred in, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Come on along, let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on and hear Alexander's Ragtime Band. Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going, ain't you going to the leader man, ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. Ain't you coming along? Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you wanna go to war. It's just the bestest band what I am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, come on along, let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Thank you, Alice. That was terrific. And while you were singing, the Red Cross phoned and said that the blood donations are coming along fine, but that they need a lot more. So keep the blood coming, folks. Here's a group, ladies and gentlemen, that you've heard many times on radio, television, and phonograph records. Individually, these guys are great soloists, and together, they're sensational. The nation knows them as the Sportsmen, and here they are.
High time, high time. Hello, it's high time for us all to get acquainted. It's our time, and we're here to entertain you. So high time, hello time, let's go. You know it's show time.
I am Gurney.
I'm Jay.
I am Marty.
I'm Bill.
And we wish you all a high time.
Much. In the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love.
Oh, how strange the way it strikes us, fast as lightning from above.
Now, here's a tale of boy meets girl in days when love was bold,
and how their romance grew into the sweetest story told.
Now Willie Jones met Mabel Keith. Neither one had two front teeth. He was bashful, she was shy, and romance seemed to pass them by.
Till one day they shut the door, shut the door, shut the door. They got some cider and a big long straw. Sipping cider through a straw, they sat there for hours or more. He sipped first and she sipped last, but she sipped the both because she sipped so fast. They sipped till their straw did slip, and he sipped cider from her lip. That's how he won his mother-in-law. Sip, sip, sipping cider. Sip, sip, sipping. Sip, sip, sipping cider. Sip, sip, sipping.
Now Willie Jones and Mabel Keith got married and still they've got no teeth. That's why they use a great big straw and sip more cider than you ever saw.
Every night they'd away, away, away. Then tourist Willie would begin to say,
oh, sipping cider through a straw. Oh, we sat there for hours or more. I sip first and she sip last. Well, she sip most because he sip so fast. We sip till our straw did slip, and I sip cider from her lip. That's how I won my mother-in-law.
Sip, sip, sipping cider. Sipping, sip, sip, sipping cider. Sipping. When first he saw her with a straw, said he to her,
hey, are you sipping something?
Yes, yeah, I'm sipping cider in all the gum.
He is as sweet as sweet can be.
So is he.
So is she.
Yes, sipping cider got the best of me.
And sipping over cider got the best of me.
Sipping cider through a straw, they sat there for hours and hours. He sipped first and she sipped last, but she sipped the most because he sipped so fast. They sipped till their straw did slip, and then he sipped the cider from her lip. That's how he won his mother-in-law. Sip, sip, sip. Sip, sip, sip. Sip, 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 sip. Sip, 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 sip. Sipping up the cider through a big
wonderful, fellas, wonderful. Aren't they wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? Look, we have, thank you, I know you love them, I love them too. We have a little number that we think's pretty good that we all do together. May we do it for you? Huh? Thank
you. Old Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They took a little trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He took a lot of gold and made him an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet
and the flute
and the harp,
then you must fall down and worship that idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You couldn't fool them with the golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with the golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Then the king put the children in the fire furnace,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Then he heaped on the coals with the red hot brimstone,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be,
Shadrach,
Shadrach.
Then he burned up the soldiers the king had put there,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of that furnace, talking to the people about the power of the gospel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Well, he couldn't even born a hair on the head of old Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego laughing and talking while the fire was a-jumping.
Shadrach!
Cause the Lord was on their side. Old Nebuchadnezzar called, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach! Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Well, friends, that about winds up our little community show here tonight. And once again, I want to thank all you swell people of Encino, California, for answering this appeal so willingly. I've just been informed that the blood donations in the form of admissions for this show have reached a total of 62 pints. Friends, you just can't be too busy to make a blood donation. It takes a very short time. More than that, it's easy, safe, and painless. And you'll leave your local blood bank with a sense of pride in having helped to save a life. Pardon me just a moment. Hello?
Hello, son.
Oh, Dad. Hi, how are you?
Fine. I just called up to see how everything went. How many pints of blood did the folks give?
Oh, they were wonderful, Dad. We got pledges for 62 pints.
Well, you can make that an even 63 pints. I made an appointment to give one myself this morning. How'd the rest show go, son?
Oh, wonderful, Dad, wonderful. Everything was great. The only thing I can complain about, I mean, it was kind of cute, but instead of letting me try to be funny, everybody wanted to be the comedian. They pulled some old corny gag about Zup on me.
Well, that's so business, son. Don't worry about it as long as everybody's happy. Now, when you're through down there, why don't you stop by the house and you and your mother and I can play a few hands of gookin'?
Oh, I'd love to, Dad. What's gookin'?
Nothing, son. What's cooking with you?
That's it. Hiya, Bill. Where are you taking that portable?
Down to the radio repair store, Phil. Tomorrow's May 1.
May what?
May 1. And I'm getting my portable ready for lots of picnics and outdoor hikes this year. Naturally, I'm relying on my radio serviceman to put it in shape for fun. You know, he knows radios best.
May 1?
For example, if a portable needs fresh batteries, chances are he'll recommend RCA batteries. Because they're radio-engineered for extra listening hours.
Then comes May 2?
Of course. And right now, radio servicemen everywhere have fresh supplies of long-lasting RCA batteries with a type to fit virtually every make and model of portable.
I knew a girl born May 3.
If she's smart, she'll insist on dependable RCA batteries in the familiar red, white, and black cartons. They'll give her top playing performance this summer and throughout the year.
Hey, wait a minute, Bill. I'll come along to get Alice's portable radio ready for the picnic.
Oh, when is it, Phil?
Tuesday, May 4th. Of course. This is Phil again. Don't forget that call to the Community Blood Bank. They'll be looking for you. Thanks for being so nice, and good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed was Dick LeGrand. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Listen to Artie Shaw and the greatest band he ever had. From the golden age of the big bands, RCA Victor brings you the Artie Shaw broadcast album. 24 recordings exactly as they were performed on the air. Performances never before on records. Add this collector's item to your library now. Artie Shaw's broadcast album by RCA Victor. This has been an NBC Radio Network presentation.
Hear John Cameron Swayze and the news tonight on the NBC Radio Network.